All right, so today we're gonna dive deep into Oracle Cloud ERP
Okay.
and specifically how it handles drop shipping.
Sounds good.
Now, I think our listeners are probably pretty familiar with the basics.
Yeah.
You know, a customer places an order with you, but it's actually your supplier
Right.
who ships the product directly to the customer.
Hmm.
But, you know, have you ever really thought about how this seemingly like simple concept is actually kind of changing the whole game when it comes to supply chains?
Yeah, it's a big shift, right? We're moving away from that old school model of just like hoarding all this inventory and
Stockpiling.
stockpiling, and we're going to a much more agile, on-demand approach.
And that's what's so fascinating to me. We're not just talking about like a new way to like process orders or something. We're
Right.
talking about maybe a whole revolution in how goods actually flow from the manufacturer to the consumer.
For sure.
But before we get too far ahead of ourselves, let's like break down how drop shipping actually works within Oracle Cloud ERP.
Okay, so first up, you've got to set it up. But the good news is, Oracle has made it pretty user-friendly.
Okay, good.
You'll need to input all the usual information:
Like what kind of stuff?
customer details, supplier details, details about the items, locations, and how you've structured your inventory in the system. But where it gets really interesting is when you start using tools like blanket purchase agreements.
Okay, those
Yeah, the
BPAs.
BPAs.
I'll admit, those have always sounded kind of intimidating to me.
Okay, well, think of it this way. You know how you always go to the same place to get your morning coffee?
Yeah, of course.
Imagine you set up a standing order there, so you never have to worry about running out. That's essentially what a BPA does for your purchase orders.
I see.
It automates the process for specific items from certain suppliers, so you're saving time and headaches. So instead of manually creating a new purchase order every time,
Where you need a specific item, the BPA just takes care of it automatically.
Exactly.
Wow. Okay, that's cool.
And with drop shipping, speed and efficiency are everything. That automation can be a game changer.
So now that we've kind of laid the groundwork here, let's like walk through a typical dropship order in action.
Okay, picture your online storefront. A customer is browsing, they add a few items to their cart, enter their details, hit buy. And behind the scenes, Oracle Cloud ERP kicks into gear. It instantly recognizes the customer, the items they chose, and the supplier for each of those products.
So it's like this well-oiled machine just coordinating all these moving parts without missing a beat.
It just flows. And you, as the seller, you can actually see all of this happening
Oh, really?
through the supply order view. So you see real-time order status. Is it with the supplier? Is it being prepped for shipment? It's like you have this window into the whole
I
process.
like that.
Plus, you get immediate access to the generated purchase order, so everything is transparent.
Very cool.
Now, you know, in the old days of Oracle EDS, receiving those goods was a whole separate step,
Different,
right?
right? Yeah.
But Oracle Cloud has streamlined this.
Oh, good.
So the creation of the ASN, the Advanced Shipping Notice, that basically signifies receipt in the system. So no more separate receiving steps. It's all integrated.
So walk me through like the rest of the order journey then.
All right, so once that ASN is in, the order status changes to shipped and then ultimately moves to awaiting billing once it's on its way. The system keeps everything moving smoothly from the minute the order is placed to the delivery, and it's all within this really user-friendly interface.
Well, that sounds pretty efficient, but I'm sure it's not always like smooth sailing.
Of course not.
What are some of the challenges that you run into with drop shipping?
When you're relying so heavily on suppliers, there are definitely risks involved.
Like what?
You're putting a lot of trust in them to handle a big chunk of that customer experience of how quickly they ship to the quality of the product. If they mess up, it's your reputation on the line.
That's a good point. So choosing the right suppliers and building those good relationships is key.
It's crucial.
What about managing customer expectations? I imagine that can get tricky when you don't actually physically control the inventory or the shipping.
You have less control over shipping times and whether things are in stock or not. And that can be really frustrating for customers who
Good
are used
point.
to getting things instantly, being upfront and transparent about possible delays. That's key.
Absolutely. And how do you handle transparency about the drop shipping model itself? Like, do customers even need to know that their order's coming straight from the supplier?
Well, it might not always be absolutely necessary.
Okay.
But being upfront about how you fulfill orders,
right?
That builds trust.
Yeah.
And it avoids surprises down the road.
Makes sense.
So yeah, honesty and communication are key.
Yeah.
Both with your suppliers and with your customers.
I like that. So kind of a theme there.
High quarter.
All right. So we've talked about some of the challenges.
Yeah.
But I know there are also a lot of benefits to dropshipping.
Oh, absolutely.
So let's dive into those benefits.
Okay.
In part two of our deep dive.
That's good.
We'll explore why this model is so attractive to businesses.
Yeah.
And how it really aligns with like all the changes that are happening in e-commerce and customer expectations. So we'll be right back.
All right. You know, it's really interesting how dropshipping just fits in so well with what we're seeing in e-commerce these days.
Yeah, how so?
Like customers, they're demanding more and more variety, faster shipping, and they want competitive prices too.
Right.
And dropshipping lets businesses actually deliver on all those fronts.
It's like dropshipping was made for this whole e-commerce boom, right?
Right, pretty much.
But let's go back to the basics for a second.
Okay.
Like, what are the actual advantages that make this model so attractive to businesses in the first place?
Well, from like a purely operational standpoint, dropshipping really simplifies things.
In what way?
Think about it. You don't have to manage warehouses anymore.
Right.
You don't have to deal with all the packing and shipping logistics.
Mm.
And you're not tying up all your capital in a ton of inventory.
Okay.
You're basically outsourcing all those headaches to your suppliers.
So it frees up a lot of time and resources for businesses to focus on what they're good at.
Right.
Like developing their brand, marketing their products, connecting with their customers.
Exactly. It's all about efficiency and agility.
Okay.
And that leads to a smoother, more responsive experience for customers.
Right. Because if their orders are processed and delivered quickly, they're going to be happy.
Exactly. And they're going to come back for more.
Right. Which is what you want.
Absolutely. Customer loyalty is everything.
Yeah, for sure. And it's not just about efficiency, though, is it? Dropshipping also offers a ton of flexibility, right?
Oh, tons.
Like, can you give me an example?
Sure. Imagine you want to try out a new product line.
Okay.
Or you want to see how you do in a new market.
Mm-hmm.
With dropshipping, you can actually do that.
Wow.
Without investing a huge amount of money in inventory up front.
That's a big deal.
You can experiment, see what your audience likes, and change your strategy as you go.
So it's kind of like having a built-in safety net.
It is.
You can be more adventurous or innovative without that fear of getting stuck with all this stuff that doesn't sell.
Exactly. And that agility is super important these days.
Yeah.
With retail changing so fast.
Yeah. Okay, so speaking of agility, remember that theme park analogy we talked about earlier?
Oh, yeah.
Let's bring that back for a sec.
Okay.
To really highlight those differences between dropshipping and global order promising.
Okay, so with global order promising,
mm-hmm.
you're basically making a promise to the customer.
Right.
Based on this idea that you have everything in stock and ready to go.
Okay.
It's like that long, winding line.
Oh, yeah.
For the most popular roller coaster at the park.
I've been in those lines, yeah.
You're guaranteed a spot on the ride.
Okay.
But there could be delays.
Sure.
And the ride could even break down.
That's the worst.
I know, right?
So what's dropshipping like then?
It's like having that express pass.
Oh, I like that.
You get to skip the line completely.
Nice.
Dropshipping, it acknowledges that inventory can change.
Right.
And it relies on communication with suppliers in real time.
Okay.
To make sure those orders are filled quickly and efficiently.
Mm-hmm.
It's about flexibility.
Gotcha.
And being responsive.
Okay. So global order promising.
Yeah.
It aims for that smooth, predictable experience.
Right.
But it can run into some problems when inventory gets unpredictable.
Exactly. And those problems, those can lead to delays in shipping, orders that aren't accurate,
right,
and ultimately unhappy customers.
Yeah, nobody wants that.
And drop shipping, on the other hand, it thrives on that real-time coordination.
Okay.
Making sure that customers get what they expect, even when there are challenges with inventory.
So it seems like drop shipping might be the more adaptable model then.
Yeah, I think so.
Especially with all the supply chain disruptions we've seen lately.
You're right. Retail is unpredictable these days.
Yeah.
But even though dropshipping has all these advantages, it's not a perfect solution for every situation.
Okay, that makes sense.
There are definitely times when global order promising is the better choice.
Like when?
Well, when you have a steady supply of inventory.
Okay.
And you can predict demand pretty accurately.
Mm.
Global order promising can be really efficient.
Yeah, because it provides that sense of certainty.
Exactly.
And can make the whole process smoother.
Right. But in a market where things change all the time.
Right.
Where there are global complexities
mm-hmm.
and where customer expectations are constantly evolving.
Yeah, it sounds like dropshipping is a really good alternative.
It is.
So it's all about picking the right tool for the job.
It is.
And for businesses that want to be as efficient and agile as possible
mm-hmm.
and keep their customers happy.
Yeah.
In this fast-paced digital world.
Exactly.
Dropshipping with a system like Oracle Cloud ERP
yeah.
can really be a game changer.
It definitely can.
And it brings up some interesting questions
yeah,
about the bigger impact on retail and supply chains in general.
Absolutely.
So we'll explore those questions.
We will.
In the final part of our deep dive.
Sounds good.
Okay, so we've talked about how dropshipping works in Oracle Cloud ERP.
Yeah.
We've looked at the pros and cons and compared it to like those more traditional models.
Right.
But what really gets me thinking is yeah. how this is all impacting the bigger picture, you know?
Yeah, the ripple effect.
Yeah, exactly.
It's pretty amazing how dropshipping is shaking things up
okay.
in the traditional supply chain.
Like how so?
Well, think about it. The retailer doesn't have to keep any inventory on hand.
Right.
That completely changes how goods move
mm.
from the manufacturer to the person buying them.
It's like we're cutting out the middleman.
Yeah, exactly.
And making the whole process more efficient.
Right. Instead of products going from factories to warehouses, then to stores,
mm-hmm.
they're going straight to the customer's door.
Wow. So what kind of implications does that have?
Well, for one thing, we might not need all these massive warehouses anymore.
Okay.
Transportation costs could go down
mm-hmm.
and businesses could operate with a much leaner system.
So it sounds like it could be good for businesses
yeah.
and potentially good for customers too.
Right. Lower overhead for companies could mean lower prices.
Yeah, that makes sense. But it also raises some questions about what's going to happen to traditional retailers.
Yeah, exactly.
How are they going to adapt to all these changes?
Right. Will they start using drop shipping
mm-hmm.
or will they try to stick with what they're already doing?
It's like they're being forced to rethink.
They are.
Their whole approach to managing inventory and distribution.
Absolutely. And it's not just retailers either.
Oh, who else?
Manufacturers are having to adapt too.
In what way?
Well, they're getting more involved in the fulfillment process now.
Okay.
The line between production and delivery is getting blurry.
So it's like this one concept is changing everything.
Yeah. It's having a huge impact.
And we're just at the beginning of it all.
Right. Just imagine what happens when we add even more technology to the mix.
Oh, like what kind of stuff?
Well, think about AI optimizing dropshipping operations.
Okay.
Predicting demand, automating order routing, personalizing the customer experience.
Wow. It sounds like there's so much potential there.
The possibilities are endless.
So for our listener who's been with us on this deep dive,
yeah.
what's the main takeaway here?
I think the main takeaway is that dropshipping is a fundamental shift in how we do business.
Okay.
It offers incredible efficiency, flexibility, and a chance to make customers happier.
Mm-hmm.
But it does come with some challenges.
Right. Like what?
You need to plan carefully.
Okay.
Have the right technology in place.
Mm-hmm.
And build strong relationships with your suppliers.
That makes sense. So it's a powerful tool.
It is.
But you have to use it the right way
exactly.
if you want to see real results.
Right.
Any final thoughts for our listener before we wrap things up?
Yeah, I'd say as you learn more about drop shipping, ask yourself this.
Okay.
How is this model going to change in the future?
Mm-hmm.
And what role are you going to play in shaping that future?
That's a great question to think about.
It is.
Well, thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive into Oracle Cloud ERP.
My pleasure.
And the fascinating world of dropshipping, we hope you learned a lot today.
I hope so, too.
And are ready to explore how this innovative approach can benefit your business.
Yeah.
Or your areas of interest. Until next time, happy diving.
Thanks for having me.